This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. Gladiolas, dahlias, cannas. These are bulbs we in cold climates can plant now for summer bloom. Alliums, orientals, begonias, and bulbs I can't pronounce are also on that list. I made an impulse purchase last year and bought some pretty gladiola called Vista, a pretty purple and white glad with a red center. These grew to about 40 inches tall last year and bloomed from July to September. I dug them up after the first hard frost in the fall and am planting them now. Cannas are the same way. A bit of work, but they're so lovely. Their large tropical leaves really make a statement against a fence or standing sentry in sunny areas. The one caution is that, very quickly, you'll have way more canna rhizomes than you need. I'm lumping them into the bulb category. Begonias are outstanding for the shaded areas of your landscape. I have a link on how to plant begonia tubers on my website, gardenbite.com. There is a little technique to it. Personally, I buy them at the local nursery for my hanging baskets and leave it at that. I have tons of pictures on my website of some stunning samples of all these summer blooming bulbs. Oh, and then there's the crazy beautiful dahlias. Oh, so many choices, it's ridiculous. A new one for 2020 is called Unicorn Dreams. For some reason, it sounded appropriate for this weird year. Expect 5-inch lavender blooms on a 4.5-foot plant. Dahlias bloom from July into October in some areas. They are not winter hardy. Stash this in with spent perennials. See it on GardenBite.com. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. Gardeners know that the key to a healthy garden is to start with a healthy foundation, and that means great soil. That's why I use Creekside Soils everywhere I plant, even on my lawn. Go to creeksidesoils.com to find your local retailer, and remember, gardeners who know use Creekside. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.